Non, tout de suite, tout. Ode. Ça dit rien, je pense, rien tout de suite. Dharma friends, I'm very happy meeting with you. I want to thank those concerned people who organized this opportunity. Then also I want to thank those people who, I said, despite difficulties, they have come to here. Thank you very much. Now, next four days, we are going to discuss something about Buddhism. First 3 days, I will explain about general, general teaching. For that, I will explain in such a way that one way, academic way. But of course, you see, for a practitioner, there's no differences, academic way of explanation and explanation for practice, you see, no differences. You see, in order to practice, you see, especially in Buddha Dharma, you need to utilize our brain very much. Then the fourth day, I will give the sort of, you see, very short chinlub, or sort of,
blessing,
and follow some explanation about the dzogchen. Now that meant for only practitioner. Now then, as usual, you see, I will speak something, then is it on the beginning? So I think, you see, this morning, 2 hours, I will explain. I will go explanation. Then, you see, the second session, on the beginning, I will make answer for those questions. So, before finishing this session, please write down questions, and someone will collect these questions. Then I will make answer on the beginning of next session. Then, for those practitioners, you see, we must develop a good, the right kind of motivation. Why we are, you see, discuss this matter? Certainly not for money, not for fame, not for, you see, the livelihood of this life. We have plenty of other things which brings, you see, more money, more fame, and more, you see, enjoyable things. So the main reason why we come to this place, and for me also, despite the language difficulties, you see, try to to speak as the. Now you know, we everybody want happiness and do not want suffering. That is, you see, as a point, there's no argument. Everybody agree. Now the way to achieve happiness and the way to overcome problem. Now there are many ways to achieve. And also the variety of happiness or variety of suffering, there also is many differences. So now here, you see, we not only aiming for temporary relief or temporary benefit. Suppose we are thinking for long-term, aim or benefit. As a Buddhist, now we are not looking only for this life, but afterlife's life like that. And also, you see, for a Buddhist, we are not counting, you see, weeks or months or years, but we are counting life and eons. You see, in this field, money, something useful, but there's limitation. And there's other, worldly power or worldly things. No doubt there are good things, but there is limitation. Now from Buddhist viewpoint, as a Buddhist, if you have some development in mind itself, it will go for life from life to life, and also because of the nature of mind is such that if certain mental qualities developed on sound basis, then that quality always remain, and not only remain, will increase. Time goes, it will increase. So good qualities of mind, once we developed in proper way, and that is eventually it will increase infinite way. And that brings not only happiness in long term, but in day to day's life it will give you more inner strength. So now keep your mind in these things, then with a pure motivation, and listen without sleep. And from my side also, with that kind of motivation, the main motivation is, some sort of sincere feeling towards others. Genuine concern for others.
Others' welfare.
Others' welfare. Then another thing you have to know is, you should know is that's sort of a problem. Now that problem is now. At the past two times I give this sort of teaching, one in Harvard University, one in Melbourne. So you see, each occasion, everything recorded, right? Mm-hmm. And soon you see it will appear. Right? Mm-hmm. So I have to.
Because everything's recorded and will soon come out, I have to teach something a little bit different. Even if the basis is the same, there has to be some
difference.
And thus, from your point of view, if you're someone who's newly coming to these lectures, then it might seem to you that they're incomplete or that some part is being explained too much. Therefore, you're going to have to do something with your pocketbook later to spend for those other tapes that are going to come out.
Then it will be a complete teaching, isn't it? I think that's all. Then and now is how to develop a mental, is a mental quality. Now for that, the comjas and delivery.
That's how we arrive at meditation. Meditation is something that definitely, or the mind is definitely something that can be transformed.
Nowadays, you see, means to transform, here, usually we call meditation. You see, without making special effort, the transformation will not take place. So we need, you see, effort. Now, komli yata, kom si yudhi tandani, ngaranzu sem di ta kasuri, chik, tanda sava chik ya, di su chuni, kom su chuni, di tani sem di ta kasuri, tuan tali ya, chik chokpa, ta tuan tali, chik sem da nyebur, ta sem di, di shata, sem di, kanda pe kom je tuan tali ya,
Meditation is a matter of familiarizing or making the mind acquainted with some new meaning. Basically, it means to get used to the object that you're meditating on. And as you know, meditation is of an analytical variety in which you analyze the object, and then at the end of that analysis, you set your mind one-pointedly on that object. And then within analytical meditation, there are two types. One in which the object that is being meditated is taken as the object of the mode of apprehension of the mind, and one meditates on it. In the other type, the so-called object is really that subject into which, or that type of consciousness into which you're trying to cultivate your mind. When meditation is divided, there are many, many different ways of dividing it. Then with regard to that on which one is meditating, or it seems convenient to make a division of these topics in Buddhism into view and behavior.
다 쪼우때니 쬐발토그래.
The main thing is behavior.
쬐베 소수디기 디타임그래. 샹기디기 디타임그래.
One's own behavior is what induces one's own happiness in the future, and it also is what brings about or induces others' happiness.
근데 쬐바디 타부치 영화리야 따와 남바 타부치고 그래.
In order for one's behavior to be of a pure and complete variety, it's necessary to have a proper view.
가라 쬐바 타부 영화디 금전된 배터네. 아니 네번이 유효되고 야래. 디지털 상담용도 아니 따와리야 제용이 야래.
One's behavior must be well founded in reason. And once it has to be well-founded in reason, a proper philosophical view, a proper view is necessary.
다 양초치 어데린도 다 낭베 쩌바 쪼드 가레슬람 심규 투부샤 드레샤.
What's the main behavior in the Buddhist system, style of behavior? It is to tame or discipline one's own mind.
In other words, non-violence. 가래스는 낭배 처리야. 다 넘주 용자 차등에 태보시 중 니셰리. 니가로 다 어레다 니셰. 니기다 마하야나스나. 안 가다 샹리야 팬다야 체. 탱맨스나 샹르 사와미지 체. 데 니가로 닝지 자와지 인제.
In general in Buddhism, these vehicles are divided into two types, a great vehicle and a low vehicle. In any case, the great vehicle has the altruistic compassion of helping others as its root, and the low vehicle has the non-harming, the compassionate non-harming of others at its root. Thus, the root of all of the Buddhist teaching is compassion.
And then,
그래서 Thus the excellent doctrine of the Buddha has its root, all of it has its root in compassion.
닝지
And the Buddha who teaches this doctrine is born from compassion.
상제의 연대 조대 두심부터 차립니다.
And the main good quality of a Buddha is his or her great compassion.
자, 근데 인도자네 겹 상제를 떠나야 상제 수십의 최초 자활업이 닝지리야 도용기.
Thus, within the three jewels, if one considers the Buddha, the greatest quality of a Buddha is a Buddha's great compassion. The reason why a Buddha is suitable to take refuge in, the reason why it is suitable to take refuge in a Buddha is because of the Buddha's great compassion.
다드네 추추신도 중에게 더 긴든슬라바리 긴든도 제베 제슈디 독스직 삼스담이나 그다 아니 좀된데기 년두기 긴든스야디 아니 그다디 계정도 제베 추시스야 디냠네 전 디르하는 연구요 아래 계정도 제베 추시 가사 세양라미지 최양라미지 대양라미지 신양라미지
Now the Sangha, the spiritual community, has four qualities of pure enactment of the teaching. These four are
Shen Sure, slowly. I think there's another way I will explain. 당연히 그 미치 소소추 네가 여배이나.
For instance,
네가 여배이네 파 많이 봤어. 대장라.
So the first one means that if someone comes to harm or strike you, of not answering back in kind.
다치 추 쳇다. 가서 다 콘도스 이제 쳇에 넘주. 왔다 대번은 이제 쳇에 넘주 때는 좀 충분히나야.
And the second is that if someone comes with an angry attitude, not striking you or anything like that, but with an angry attitude, not answering with an angry attitude.
And then the
third one is of someone challenging you on not with anger or with not with striking you or with anger but something less than that and not again answering in kind.
Insult said me though. Sure.
And
you can do it. Sure.
So that's mainly someone using harsh words against you.
This one. That didn't. Chang Chuja, Larsang Medros. So just so the Nundu Yudhijigalia meets with the Dugzu. That's why. That's it. Dichorva. He came to the war, but I'm embarrassed at Dichorva.
And then the fourth is that if someone accuses you, making you embarrassed, that you won't again answer that in kind. These are called the four practices for virtuous training. For a virtuous trainer, person practicing virtue. These are the special qualities of the Sangha. So thus this is the style of behavior for a monk or nun. Now the root of these again meets back to compassion, right? Thus the main of the qualities of the Sangha, of the spiritual community, derives from compassion. Thus the three refuges for Buddhists, the Buddha doctrine and spiritual community, all three of them have their root in compassion. Now, all religions are the same in having powerful systems of advice with respect to the practice of compassion. This basic behavior of non-violence that has compassion as its root is something that we need not only in our daily lives, but it's something that is needed nation to nation throughout the world. In general, it seems that one can say that even though there are many different interpretations of dependent arising is the general view of the Buddhist systems.
That, lekjakya nalal pritida samupanda sage tatte pritida sade re tikala che de tambas tanda meraje su she yare tanda meraje so reta kadaje kwa meraje sum ta tanda pabsan phaji chibu chibu ga leyum yare.
In Sanskrit, the word for dependent arising is pratitya samuppada. The word pratitya has three different meanings of meeting, of relying, and of depending. In any case, all three of these have roughly the same meaning of dependence.
Samuppada.
And samuppada means arising. Thus, the meaning is arising in dependence upon conditions. When it's explained on a subtle level, dependent arising in dependence upon factors, or an understanding of this, involves an understanding of the emptiness of inherent existence. Now, in order to reflect on the fact that something is empty because of being a dependent arising, one has to understand that something, that subject about which you're reflecting, that it is empty of inherent existence because of being a dependent arising. Thus, it's necessary to identify the subjects, that is to say, phenomena that produce pleasure, pain, that harm, that help, and so forth.
Mm. So today, you know, nyala chitana takwa sa de tsise shi pe panun de de nge kada ji du de du de de nam sha ti di ye de nge ge da nam sha ti di ye se shi di ya gu ji pe ka so le sha ju ma ju na ani de de shi ti de ne en ko ten na tak sa yin za rang shi ma ba sa ti ani sha ka go le.
Thus, prior to understanding that a phenomenon is empty of inherent existence because of being a dependent arising, in the sense of being designated in, because of being dependently designated, it's first, if one first does not understand cause and effect well, that, One has to understand the presentation of cause and effect about how certain causes help and harm in certain ways. If one does not understand this first, then it is extremely difficult to understand anything about emptiness of inherent existence because that phenomenon is a dependent arising. Therefore, Buddha set forth, the supramundane victor Buddha set forth a presentation of dependent arising in connection with the cause and effect of actions. In the process of life and cyclic existence, so that one could gain through it great understanding of the process of cause and effect itself. Thus, there's one mode of procedure of dependent arising that is called the 12 branches or 12 links of dependent arising.
Mm.
Then there's a second level of dependent arising, that is the dependent arising of phenomena in dependence upon their parts. In other words, there is no phenomenon that does not have parts, and thus every phenomenon exists in dependence upon designation to its parts. And then there's a third, even deeper level of dependent arising, which stems from the fact that when objects are sought among their bases of designation, there is nothing to be found that is that object of designation, and thus phenomena are just dependently arisen in the sense of being dependently imputed. On the first level of dependent arising, this is the arising of phenomena in dependence upon causes and conditions, and thus it applies only to caused phenomena, products, whereas the other two levels of dependent arising apply to both permanent and impermanent, or produced and unproduced phenomena. So now you have these papers with the 12 lengths of dependent arising, right?
This
is I'm becoming like When Buddha set forth dependent arising, he set it forth from a very vast perspective. And the place where he spoke about it in detail was Salujangbara. Is the Shalistamba Sutra. In Sutra, Buddha set it forth in this way. He said, due to the existence of this, due to the existence of this, that arises. Due to the production of this, that is produced. It is thus, due to the condition of ignorance, there is compositional action. Due to the condition of compositional action, there is, and then he went through the 12, the rest of them.
Tā tīki dīyewe dījūṃ sīn sūyā tīki tīsūgī yodā āsā yōmebe kēnlē chūngā sī tīsūgī yodā.
When Buddha said, due to the existence of this, that arises, he's indicating that the phenomena of cyclic existence do not arise through the force of the supervision by a permanent deity. Buddha is saying that the phenomena of cyclic existence do not arise due to the supervision supervision by some deity, that deity is thinking to create this or to create that. Rather, they arise due to specific conditions.
Tan dikyewe dikye islevdu midakwe kenji chunga asam sungya, ken nibati midakwe kenji chunga asam. Tan yaan pina jizo utabu, tan chigi kanda takwa yindengi chigi eni kyundegi chawa chituk maares. Tende yindu zane midakwe rangshin chengi eni kenji wangi kikuk res, ta disungya. Tende yindu dikyewe dikye is.
Then in the second one, when Buddha said, due to the production of this, this is produced, rather than saying due to the existence of this, that arises, he's indicating that things arise from causes that are themselves impermanent. That is to say, they do not arise from the generality or nature, prakriti, as is set forth in the Sankhya system, some sort of permanent material factor. And then in a third way that he said it, he said, due to a condition that has such a potential that arises. This indicates that the phenomena of cyclic existence are not produced just from any impermanent causes and conditions, but rather they're produced from specific ones that have the potential to give rise to those specific phenomena. Thus, in terms of setting forth the dependent arising of suffering, how suffering is produced, Buddha is showing that suffering has as its root cause ignorance. This is an impermanent cause, and it's a specific cause. That ignorance leads to compositional activity or an action. That action deposits a potency on the mind, etc., which eventually has its fruit as the last member of dependent arising as old age and death.
That's so dumb, you know. So dumb, share in a page. Daniel, do I? Daniel, do something.
Now, with regard to the 12 branches of dependent arising, there are basically two different explanations, one in terms of thoroughly afflicted phenomena, and one in terms of pure phenomena. And then in each of these, just as in the Four Noble Truths, which are the root teaching, the root teaching of Buddha, just as there are in those two sets of causes and effect, one effect and cause or for the afflicted quarter, and the other, the cause and effect and cause of the pure quarter, so here in the 12 links of dependent arising, in each of the two types of explanations, there's a like a cause procedure and an effect procedure.